Well, let's face it, dude. NBA basketball is back in a reduced format, at least. Anyway, for now, we're watching some preseason games. Frankly, bro, I did not watch any preseason games last night at all. So there's my confession. I can't really talk about what did or didn't happen, but I do know I am going to be watching the Thunder play tonight. So I'm excited about that game. Other preseason games, like, honestly, I could care less. Like, I don't care what the Wizards or the Bulls are doing in preseason, but I do care what the Thunder are doing. So there's my bias. There we go.
Cool. And, you know, pretty much as far as the games went last night, Hornets and Celtics played. And guys, this is kind of crazy. I've never seen something like this where three of the four games, the team that won scored 134 points. So
same
Celtics, 134, Hornets, 93. Then you had Jazz and Raptors. Raptors won 114 to 82. Spurs and Rockets. Rockets just whooped ass. Unbelievable game by their young core. Interested to see how that's going to all work out together. Rockets 134 to Spurs 96. And then the surprise of the entire night, which, you know, honestly, the way that the 36ers have been playing, this is not that big a surprise, considering that, you know, there's obviously minutes restrictions. And we watched the 36ers play a couple of years ago, Mark, against the Thunder. And we were really impressed with what they were able to do. So to me, when you come not prepared, not ready to go, you're going to get beat by some of these teams. But I do have to say is the 36ers coming out and scoring 134 points on the Phoenix Suns and beating them by 10 at Phoenix, that surprised me a little bit. I mean, just a little bit.
Yeah, but let's talk about the NBL. Let's give the NBL some love, bro, because they deserve it. Like this, and I know it's not... Yeah. It's not apples to apples because it's a preseason game and yada, yada, yada. But, like, 136 points on an NBA team, dude, I mean, the NBL is legit. It's why when you look at the Thunder, where we get our first-round picks, it's like we're looking at the NBL. We're looking for young players who are, you know, on their way to great careers in the NBA. And it's been a long time, but the NBL is starting to get a little bit of credit it deserves. I think the Thunder have a preseason game coming up this year against an NBL team. Also, I don't know when or who. I mean, it's just like when we go out there, like, unless it's a team like the NBL, I don't really care who the opponent is even. Like, I think we're playing Denver tonight. Like, I don't care. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. Like, it's just...
It's preseason.
It's going through the motions, right? We're going to see what some people have worked on, but the defense isn't going to be as intense, so... You don't really know if what they're pulling off, they're going to be able to pull off. I mean, I remember remember Burton having a hell of a preseason, and it was like, man, I'm pumped up about him. And
So
I'd say the reason I'm like, I don't care is because I do care. And I mean, I'm going to watch, and I'm going to get overly excited, but I try to like condition myself to be chill. And like, I'm going to see some things that get me really excited. Don't get excited. I'm going to see some things that make me a little bit concerned. Don't get concerned. Like, that's the trick with the preseason is you don't want to react too much either way. You just want to kind of like realize that everybody out there is going through the motions. So, you know, but you start an NBA game, they start going to say like, I want to take away your first and second options. I want to make it hard on you. And they're not really doing that in preseason. So it can be enticing, but don't fall for it.
Yeah. And one of our, recent daily listeners that just joined our listening squad, it's Sammy Dog on YouTube. First of all, we really appreciate you guys, you for consistently making sure that we're up to date what's going on, you know, giving me a history lesson, what's happened with these players and with Ben Simmons' dad playing in the NBL, and really kind of starting like the whole idea of what the NBL is all about. One thing I love about the NBL, and one of the guys that you talked about, Sammy, was Gaze. This guy dominated the NBL in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s, winning like, I don't know, 7 championships, 15 championships, something insane like that. I think it was
15 All-Star games,
That's right, 15 All-Star games, 7 championships, and then he won the MVP like 7 or 6 years in a row. He was unbelievable, averaging 30-something points a game, and his best season averaged 40 points a game. Truly spectacular. And The more I started recognizing what the NBL has been teaching recent NBA players is the offense, man. You know, like the way that the NBL plays offense is truly spectacular. It's coming down, taking a quick shot, typically, you know, a three-pointer. We saw last night they shot the ball lights out. But the reality is that this is what everybody does on the team. They're all expected to run an offense that everybody can shoot. And I love it, man. To me, this is part of how the NBA is changing so much. And you see that they utilize big men, but not like a typical NBA team uses a big man. I like this. This is where Mark and I have been talking about the NBA changing a lot. So when I see a team like the 36ers that really show incredible strength against an NBA team, and then you see guys like Josh Giddey play for them, and you see all this other teams that are working together to get to this level, and you're saying, okay, the NBA gap and the NBA gap used to be like this, right? It used to be massive. Off the screen, you guys can't see it, right? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, it's starting to shrink. And why is that? It's because the league is getting so good. The young talent are deciding to go there and play. I mean, think about Jang. Think about Josh Giddey. Think about Patty Mills. Like, these young guys are playing there and learning how to play the hoops in Australia as young players, and then staying there and playing. Or like Jang, as a French player coming over and play. And there's other French guys that are playing in this league this next year that are younger players too, that it's consistently looking like this is what's happening. People are recognizing that this is the best way into the NBA. It's real men playing basketball, teaching NBA game, and teaching them how to do the things properly. Some of these other European leagues, it's not good for you to go play before you start playing in the NBL or NBA, because it doesn't teach you how to play the new style of game. It's all old school basketball. So seeing the NBL and seeing how that's happening, to me, I just get excited about, because that's what's going to happen, is that more and more of these athletes and young players, high school players and college athletes, are going to make the decision to go play in the NBL. And guys, I'm telling you, all of our Australian listeners and New Zealand listeners, you guys, I'm telling you guys, no doubt in my mind, the NBL is going to be considered one of the best leagues, if not the best league outside of the NBA, in the next 5 to 7 years. That is where it's going. That is where everything is shaping up to be. And NBA scouts and the way the NBA is talking about the NBL is only going to increase the type of players that are going to go there and play. So I'm excited for the NBL. I'm excited for our Australian listeners, because I'm telling you, this is the way the basketball should be played, is out there, like what the 36ers were doing last night.
Yeah, man. And you mentioned Andrew Gaze a bit. And I think one thing that we want to mention is, it's kind of funny because I don't know much about him, but he had two stints in the NBA, okay? Andrew was with the Bullets in 93 and with the Spurs in 99. He didn't play many games, but he did win an NBA championship. So I feel like...
with the Spurs, baby.
Yeah, you know how ignorant I feel right now, right? Like, I deeply appreciate our listeners from Australia educating us, because, like, when people mention...
especially the history, man.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because we don't... right? Like, we're unaware, and it's not right. Like, when you look at his level of game, his passing, his ability, like, he should have had more opportunities to play in the NBA. But what he did do in the NBL is really impressive. And... multiple time champion and MVP, and, you know, going into the NBA and, you know, winning a championship, even though he didn't play many games. Yeah, like, and the fans out there dressed up like mummies and stuff, because he played through everything. Broken jaws, it looks like, every element, and
horrible knees, but like Sammy said.
Yeah, I appreciate his game, and I look at it and I'm like, how, when we talk about Josh Giddey, like, how is this guy not a big part of Josh Giddey's, like, mentality, right? When you think about great Australians, it's not all people who went to the NBA and had a ton of success, right? A lot of it has to do with people who stayed home and had a ton of success, multiple championships. I think he played – no, I'm sorry. He did not – I don't believe he played for his dad, because this is the team that Josh played for whenever he went. But Josh's dad played for a different team, you know, like – I just feel like when you look at this, you see, like, this opportunity to understand more about the culture of a player that's going to be one of the greats on our team. And it can feel like, oh, well, you know, they speak English in Australia and we both love basketball, so there's not any difference. But there's a lack of our understanding about the Australian game, and that's what's led us down this. And it's not just Australian, you know, basketball. It's also about like clarifying that, like, every kid, every kid in Australia starts out by playing footy, right? So we like to understand the game because Josh's creativity is Dave and I both coached before, so we would see people who would bring non-basketball creativity to basketball. And you'd see, like, soccer players, volleyball players that use, like, certain moves that are, like, very specific for that sport, and it works in basketball. And we started watching Gideon. We're like, he has all these passes we've never seen before. And so some of our listeners said, study, you know, the NBL, study the AFL, the Australian Football League, understand footy, understand what his background is, and you'll start to get a little bit of a better idea of what you're seeing from Josh. That's what led us down this path, and it's been really enlightening. We still feel like we're learning so much, but to not know that there was a player, Andrew Gaze, on that 99 Spurs championship game, even though he only played 19 games in that season, like, I feel blessed to have somebody taking the time to explain to us the things that we don't understand.
Yeah, and, you know, as I'm looking up right here, because I said that, Josh Giddey-Mark played for the 36ers, and Gaze played for Melbourne.
Okay, yep.
So just a little bit off there.
Thank you, because I still have trouble, like, you know what I mean, with all of these are new teams to me.
The only reason I brought it up is because I had just mentioned that Josh played for the 36ers, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Hopefully I said that right, because, you know.
So the Melbourne Tigers, that was the team his dad played for then.
Yeah, his dad had a stint with them for sure, yeah. And I think
that's where his numbers retired, right? With that, too,
was Simmons, too, Simmons' dad.
Right, that's what somebody mentioned to us on
Dave Simmons.
On YouTube. They, I forget who, and I wish I had it in front of me, and I apologize.
Sammy, it was Sammy.
Sammy. All right, so, like, mentioning that we played a video clip, and we had Josh Giddey's dad, Wart Giddey. We had Ben Simmons' dad. And who else did we have? Was it Andrew Gaze? Yeah, so an NBA player all in this video. And we're sitting there looking at one person. And, you know, it's...
we're still one-dimensional, baby.
I know. It'd be like having, like a video of, like, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, David Robinson. And we're, like, sitting there, like, Michael Jordan. You know, that's all we're capable of seeing at this moment. Except we're not even looking at Michael Jordan. We're looking at probably the worst basketball player, and no offense intended, but, like, those other guys were actually really good, is what Sammy seems to be indicating, is that that Warwick was a role player, right?
Sure.
But hey, he's a sexy role player. That hair,
man,
reminds me of some of the great
Here's the thing about Sammy Dog, man. We need to get him on the show.
Yeah?
Yeah, why not, man? Because he knows enough about the NBL. He knows enough about footy. And this is something that we really enjoy talking about. So
All right.
I know Sammy's going to be listening to this. So, Sammy, let us know, and I'll shoot you over my email so that way you can get a hold of me. And let's plan a time for you to come on, because just understanding what's going on with the NBL and understanding, you know, even – I mean, it sounds like you have a very good – pulse on what's happening inside of the modern NBL as well. So let's get together. Let's do something. We would love to have you on the show.
That's dope, dude. All right, we're dropping invitations, bro.
Well, listen, anytime that we get in a position where it's like we recognize, you know, like, you know, we talked about Thunder D, you know,
Thunder D,
and we had no idea what the game system or anything else like that Chet was using to put himself in a position.
AR.
Yeah. You know, we had him on the show to explain it. It's something that's crazy. It's awesome to see.
How much do you think that has to do for Chet right now, like his, you know, his recovery? How much is he going to be engaged in that augmented or artificial reality?
He's a hustler, man. He's a player. He's somebody's addicted to the game. He's not going to just stop. You know, like, that's just not his style. He's going to keep on going all in.
So shout out to Thunder D. We appreciate you.
Yeah, man.
You know, we watch your videos. Great shit, man. You inspire us for sure.
Yeah, dude. And I kind of feel like this is the moment where, You know, like when we're looking at this Thunder team, right? Mm-hmm. You're looking at Jang, you're looking at Josh Giddey. You're creating this environment for players to be able to feel comfortable coming over and playing. I mean, we have a lot of guys. I mean, on our starting lineup, it could be it's Shea from Canada. It's Lou Dort from Canada, right? Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, Lou Dort, Canada. We have Josh Giddey, Australia. We have
Jang, who's from France but stopped over in New Zealand, right?
Yeah, well, he's from France, right. But he played over with the NBL for a season. And we can go through our list of players that we have been able to draft that, like, are what we call across the pond. And to me, this is exciting. Like, this is where the NBA is changing. Like, a lot of people are still committed to those American-style basketball players. And, yes, there's still phenomenal players out there. I'm not talking shit on our American basketball players, but right now, where the shift is happening is truly spectacular. And it's something that we saw in the ESPN rankings where Steph Curry was the only top five European basketball player. Yeah. Everybody else was European. Right. And
Joel Embiid, I think he's from Africa, but he was in that top five.
Oh, so. Yeah, I'm sorry, Joel Embiid. Yeah, that was, yeah.
But yeah, but everybody else is from the international, right? That's where the top international five is being players.
And that's what's crazy, man. I've never seen it like this before where we're sitting in a position where it's, you know, Steph was number five and the top four are international. And it's exciting to me. And that is why I look at the NBL and you've seen how these other players have been able to adapt their games and get into the league and really do some amazing things using EuroLeague. But now we have an opportunity to see the NBL exceed in areas that we probably wouldn't have thought so in 5-10 years ago. But now we're getting somebody like Jang at number 10 from the draft, and then we got Josh Giddey at number 6, and these guys have an amazing potential to be able to play above their draft rating, you know? And I've looked at Josh Giddey as being a top four player from 2021. Just so happens that he dropped to number 6, and that was before the draft even happened. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like there's this movement in Australian basketball and in the NBL that it's a powerful movement, and it's something that we have to take a step back and really truly appreciate as it's truly developing into what, again, we consider one of the best leagues in the world.
Yeah, it's proving it, right? It gets out there and takes on a Western Conference powerhouse, and of course they're amped for the game, right? They're gonna go out there and let everybody know they're for real. So it's awesome, bro. I dig it. I dig the tie-ins, because that's what we're all about, man. Like, we definitely dig the Thunder. We live and we breathe that stuff. But in the end,
so much.
Like, you can only learn so much about it if you don't start looking at people's backgrounds. And that's why, you know, we just really appreciate everybody that's helped us in that path, because I feel like we just started down that path, but it's really been great. And, you know, as we've learned more, like, we've gone from, you know, having like dozens of people listen to us, which was pretty incredible. Now we're dealing with hundreds of people watching us and listening to us, and like, that's something we never expected. So I'm just blown away by it. I thought maybe, like, if we worked really hard for a year or something like that, we'd be in a position that we are now. Here we are a couple months in, and it's like, are you fucking kidding me? So thank you for blowing our minds, for real.
Yeah, and again, you know, whenever we have an opportunity to you know, ask you guys questions, we want to do that. And we know that there's a lot of young players coming in the NBL. So my question to you guys that listen to our show, you know, reach out, tell me who the young NBL player is that we need to be watching and talking about on our show. And we'll start doing some scouting stuff on him and getting things ready, because to me, this is exciting. Like, this is it. Like, you guys really have motivated us. When I say you guys, I'm talking about the Australian people, because when it comes to understanding so much about their sports culture, it's something pure passion. You know, it's pure love for the team, and it's something that anytime you see, it can't help but be moved. And that's where we're at. We're really excited about you know, getting more and more listeners from all over the world. I know I'm focusing right now on Australia, but that's just because we've got a huge influx from Australia, where I think we've had last week we had over 1,000 downloads from Australia just on our videos, not even on our podcast or anything else like that, but just on our videos. We got over 1,000 downloads from Australia last week. So just an unbelievable feeling from the love and support from you guys. So thank you very much for that.